So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
How are you?
Good-ish. Doing the best I can with what I got.
It is thunderstorming like crazy right now outside. It's been a few weird days.
I know.
Weird week.
And hail right now too as
we
well.
We literally had to skiddy bump our cars undercover. We had to Uber to the studio today.
We're committed. We weren't backing down.
We weren't backing down today. We were coming in.
Rain, hail or sunshine.
Mum calls me and she's like, Caddy, there's been a weather report. Get your car undercover. We don't want any hail damage. Like, that would just not be good.
And our poor Uber driver's car, it was brand new. And he's like, it's okay. As long as you girls are safe.
He was so cute. He like was one of those ones that like pulls over to gives you the like the iPhone cord. And you're like, I'm kind of in a rush, sir. Please step on the gas.
Do not just do it at the red light. All right.
Well, how's your week been? Little life update.
I've been in Hamo.
Tell us about your vacay. We had a week apart. It was really, she left. Oh, you can tell us about your amazing week first and then we can go into how terrible my week was.
Well, yeah, very different weeks. And I definitely, it was bad timing on me leaving because Cardi really needed me there. But at the
universe
same
was
time,
testing me. Yeah. It was testing me to get through it alone.
And I felt bad. But at the same time, I was trying to make the most of the beautiful weather, some cocktails by the pool, yummy food, got to go at Qualia.
Oh, she had a good time. Let me tell you guys that much. She was in the sun, lapping it up. Honestly, living your best. And I'm so happy for you. I was supposed to go to Hamilton with Ashton. She went for her, what was it, your sister's
boyfriend's birthday.
And like, I'm practically a part of her family now. Like, I am the fourth sister. So I was going to go, but I ended up pulling out last minute because I was like, I just need to chill out. There's so much going on in my life. So, you know, I took a little step back and things got a lot while the Lou was away.
Things came crumbling down.
Yeah.
But we're here.
Yeah.
We're in one piece. Just,
yeah.
How was your week?
My week was, yeah, it's been, I feel like a build up over my past month. Like there's just been so much going on in my personal life with my like family issues kind of thing. And just like stuff that I think is a lot to swallow as a young person, 23, like things I didn't think I would be dealing with right now. And I think I'm being faced with just a lot of challenges in terms of how I deal with things in my life. And it's shown to me, I don't deal with things at, like, I guess this is like a trauma
response.
How do I, without even going, like, it's hard to explain without going into the situation, but pretty much there's, yeah, been a lot of stuff going on in my life. And it's shown me that I haven't been dealing with this one thing. I've been running from it and really suppressing all my emotions with it. So, yeah, when the Lou went away, like, all of this stuff happened and I just crumbled pretty much. Like, I was like having really just an emotional response to it. And I just felt really upset, really like gray for the first time in a long time.
And you were forced to face it head on.
I realized I've been running from feeling sad because I've been feeling so good for so long now compared to when I used to have really bad anxiety and like stuff with depression and stuff. Like, it's like I don't ever want to acknowledge feeling sad.
Yeah.
So I've been running from my sadness.
You don't want to let those in because if you do, you're scared they're going to overtake you.
And consume me.
Yeah.
I know this is a bit of a hectic way to start our pod. Like, I'm sorry to bring the vibes not down, but I just want to be, you know, real with you guys about, yeah, what's been going on in my life. And it's like there is, yeah, challenging things going on in my life right now. I don't feel as happy as usual, but I'm also learning so much and I'm feeling proud of myself for finally acknowledging a few things in my life as well that I needed to deal with and
running towards the fear, I guess.
Yeah, which is what this whole episode is about. And I guess I acknowledged this week that I'm so scared to feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've finally, I think in the past like 3 days, just been like overcome that fear and been like, okay, you feel sad right now. Let's just sit in it and let it move through your body. And like, boy, can I tell you how impactful that is when you just like accept the feelings you're feeling. So that's my long, long way of saying how my week's been.
I feel like my episode is going to be coming soon, as in my episode of like sadness, because obviously my situation is completely different to yours. I've obviously been going through a breakup for the past couple of months. And I think in the last month I've been like on a high and like super social and super happy. And I have been running away from those negative feelings. Mm. I have not sat at home alone and just done nothing in weeks. And I feel it brewing and I feel it coming. And I know that I'm just going to have to face it head on soon too.
I said to Asho, I was like, what are you doing tonight, Lou? She's like, going to Corinne Lawrence's for dinner. I was like, Ashton, you're going to end up doing what I did, where I just kept distracting myself for so long. And then like, I wouldn't let myself just be alone to feel it. I was like, Ashton, do you really need to go for dinner? Like, cook yourself a meal.
I haven't had a home cooked meal in like 2 weeks, which is really sad. I've been like obviously on a holiday for a week of it. Mm-hmm. And then this last few days, we've just been out and about. It's just social. I've been social.
But it's hard. We're coming towards the end of the year and it's a festive time. It's summer. But I think our goal, we spoke earlier. We had a really big chat with each other and we were like, we need to get focused on some things in our life and like
make some sacrifices.
Start making some sacrifices and get a bit tougher with ourselves and really hold ourselves accountable to, you know, some goals and things we want to achieve. So this week we're both focusing on just getting grounded, staying home,
not
socializing with, you know, people that
for the sake of it.
For the sake of it, or that are draining us, or people that aren't in alignment with who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be around soul pod people that we feel safe and supported with and people
and
that align
up
with
our
us.
Cup.
Yeah, people that fill up our cup.
Bring something to the table and that you walk away feeling better and you feel like they bring out the best in you.
Yeah, because I feel like we've both just been in big social groups lately and draining ourselves a lot.
Surface level.
And too much surface level.
Energy draining.
Energy draining vampires.
So to follow on from fear, let's talk about what fear is and—
Wait, mantra of the week.
Ding.
Mantra. Oh, before we get into this, sorry, that was our life update. Okay, let's pick up the fucking pace a little bit. This is actually a very exciting episode and I am so, we're both so passionate about this. But before we jump into this week's episode, we are going to do our mantra of the week. All I can hear is the ding. I like low-key hate that sound, but like we couldn't find one to give Matt. And at first we were like, can we have like jazz music or something? And then it was like, no, we'll just do like a gong.
It's like, it's a bit cringe, but it works for now.
Like we are a little bit cringe. Yeah. We're not going to act like we're that cool.
Yeah.
We're a bit cringe. We're cool.
We're cool and cringe all in one.
All in one. back from the
award.
Oh, God, we can't start.
Okay.
So this 6 mantra.
When is it? Do you want me to say it or do you want to
say it? You do it,
Lou. Okay. Repeat after me. I inhale courage and exhale fear.
I inhale courage and exhale fear.
There is no better time to start than now.
There is no better time to start than now.
And we love this quote because it's quite simple.
It's a simple girl.
It's a basic.
She's a simple boy.
I was about to say basic bitch.
She's a simple boy girl.
But to be honest, sometimes the simple ones do hold a lot of meaning and it's easier to digest.
What stands out to me in this mantra for this week is truly just the word now. And I think when it comes to fear, when it comes to anything in life, I literally have the word now tattooed on my wrist. It's the most profound word to me. Presence, now, whatever. The Power of Now is my favorite book in the entire world. It changed my life. When we focus on, yes, inhaling courage or focusing on the present moment, inhaling confidence, inhaling
positive affirmations,
positive self-belief, and exhaling fear. It's even when I meditate, I go inhale positivity, exhale negativity.
Same.
Same premise, focusing on the present moment that you're safe, secure, and backing yourself. I think that's the most important thing when going into fear is like, sorry, the most important thing to remember when going into fear, overcoming fear, not going into fear.
Sorry, our brains are a little bit all over the place
today.
Yeah,
we're a bit skitty-scat today. As we said, we're about to work on it. We're about to get into routine and stop being party animals.
Yeah.
But we'll do our best. We're going to do our absolute best.
Only up from here.
The mood today is like we're on our like comfy trackies on our couch having a chat about life, okay? You got your tea or your little wine in hand. Like that's the mood. It's raining outside.
Scotch finger.
We've just eaten some scotch fingers. We were like, Tommy, do you have any snacks? And he comes in with a party size of party mix lollies and scotch fingers. I'm like, don't let the party mix near me. I'll eat the whole bag.
Dangerous.
So I think we should start by talking about what is fear.
Yeah.
So I guess fear to me is like that feeling of panic, feeling of anxiety, the feeling of, oh my God, what are they going to think? What's she going to say? Am I going to judge myself? Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
The unknown.
Fear can be, yes, the unknown. Am I going to hurt myself? I'm going to hurt someone else. Fear is that squashing, toxic feeling. I hate it. It's horrible.
So we all experience fear probably on the daily, and there is comfort in knowing that fear is necessary. It is there to protect us in danger. And there actually are two types of fear. You've got primal fear and intellectual fear. So primal fear is usually attached to danger and death. And then intellectual fear is usually like fear of rejection, mm-hmm. fear of I'm not good enough, fear of losing money, fear of losing love. Mm-hmm. So I think if you can identify which fear it is that you're feeling, and if it's not primal fear, then realize that the fear is probably just coming from your thoughts, and that if you change your thoughts and you identify your pattern response to fear, then you'll be able to overcome it a lot easier.
Mm. So we want to really touch on in this ep, I guess, because we speak about our fuck it moments, and we want to ask our guests and stuff when they come on, what was their fuck it moment? And we got so many DMs from people being like, but how do we get to the fuck it moment?
Yeah.
Like, how do we... To some people, fear is, well, and I felt it so consuming that you're like, I don't even know how to make a step forward. Like, how do I, you know, people be like, I just took a leap of faith and I just said, fuck it, and went and did it. That's hard to actually come to. And
it's overwhelming.
So I think firstly, like, I want to acknowledge in whoever's listening, like, it's okay that you feel this way right now. Like, don't judge yourself for feeling fearful. It's so humanly normal. Even the most courageous people that you might look up to, everyone experiences fear. It's just how you navigate it and you learn to make fear your friend.
Yeah.
I've made fear my friend. Like I now, when it comes to making decisions in life, I choose always to step towards fear because fear is where you grow. Fear is where you learn your lessons in life. And it's the most inspiring. Like that's where you're getting out of your comfort zone.
I think a quote that really hit home and made me become friends with fear was that fear doesn't prevent death, it prevents life.
And
when I realized that, I was like, holy shit, how much life am I missing out on because of fear? How much opportunity, how much love, how much connection, how much money?
Yeah, like, everything.
Every aspect of your life, you're going to feel fear when you take that step forward. But once you get on the other side of it, it's just so rewarding and you're going to chase the fear. You're actually going to want to feel it because you know that on the other side of that, there's something better waiting.
I love it. I love it. And I don't remember who said that, who said this to me and why I always pick the most fearful option. But I think when you realize genuinely that the best things come from fear, your life changes because you start living your life on the wild side, yeah. baby. Like you're living like how you're supposed to. You're stepping, you're always stepping up. You're never just staying stagnant, I guess. Like
it ignites that fire mm-hmm, in your belly.
That we always talk about. Yeah. It's that feeling. That's the feeling we chase. So it's like, chasing fear, stepping towards fear. It's always a positive step forward and it's going to feel like terrifying, but.
Just shift your mindset mm-hmm. around fear because it's actually there to help you.
We're going to help you do that right now. We're like talking about it heaps and we're like, everyone's like, but how do you do it? So we've written down some notes as to how to proactively overcome fear and I guess some ways that we've overcome fear.
Also, before we quickly go into that, when we were touching on our fuck it moments, we mm-hmm. did have one of our followers write in what differentiates a fuck it moment from just a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess go ahead, Lou, and say what you feel like would differentiate that.
When I like heard that, I just immediately thought that just sounds like fear talking in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because differentiating, there's no differentiation between a fuck it moment and a bad moment because that's like, how do I word this correctly? There's never a wrong decision. Normally that fuck it moment comes when you are so sure that that's what you want to do. It needs to come from a deep place of like, I fucking need this in my life. I need to take this step forward. I want this so badly. Like that's normally where this like fuck it moment comes from and overcoming fear. Normally like when
it
you're overcoming fear.
Desperation, really.
Yeah, it comes from like, I just need this. So you'll know, you will know if you're truly deeply aligned with what you want in your life, what you need in your life, what you desire, not what someone else desires. You'll know it's the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know it's the right fuck it moment. And don't let that fear of thinking, is this the wrong decision, stop me from doing it. Because then that's you know, it's fear that's stopping you from having that moment. So I hope I explained that correctly, but it's just you'll normally get to that point of knowing when to jump over that hurdle when your soul is screaming at you to do something. And it's just so scary because, you know, it's probably the right thing to do and it's probably going to ignite so much more life in you.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like fuck it doesn't necessarily mean spontaneous and risky.
Risk it all.
Like you are going to have to sacrifice and make risks when you make a decision, any decision. There's always going to be pros and cons. But I think like Kurt said, like if this is aligning with your future self, you've obviously thought about this before. Mm-hmm. It's playing on your heart and your soul. So mm-hmm. it's coming from within. And I think anything that you, any choices that you make with your heart and lead with your heart and soul is going to lead you on the right path. Mm-hmm. So hope
you're
that
in alignment. Yeah. All right. So let's say for years, you're like, I want to be an actress. I want to be a singer, or I want to start showing the world my photography, my art, or like, it could be even something small. Like I just want to go to a dance class. I want to try something new, but I have this deep insecurity, this deep
I'm not
fear.
Good enough.
I'm not good enough. Like I'm so terrified. Guys, I used to have the most irrational fear about going to gym classes. Like I'm a fitness junkie and I would be so fucking scared about going to a group gym class. Like I don't know why. It was judgment. I guess
people could see if you're not as fit as them or if you're like not good at an exercise or you feel silly if you do it wrong.
I used to have this fear and I could never go to one without a friend there. I could never go by myself. And slowly I started like overcoming. It took me years, Ashton, to get over it. Like literally it was the stupidest fear ever.
Was I friends with you when?
Yeah. I used to always have to go to F45 with Ricardo. Yeah. Like I could never go to a gym class by myself. And then I just slowly started acknowledging how stupid this was. And I started taking some steps to fixing that. This is like a small little fear moment. But
FYI, I think everyone feels the same about gym class. Like you're not alone.
It's daunting.
Yeah.
But they're never as bad as you think they're going to be.
No.
It's always like everyone's so supportive and cute.
Everyone's like, always like looking around. Awkward.
And I also think acknowledging that everyone feels the same is so important because then you're like, stop judging yourself. Everyone's feeling that. But
yeah.
Okay, step me through how some people could start overcoming fear. Productive ways.
We've written down a few proactive steps you can take towards fear. I think the first thing is acknowledging your fear and becoming realistic about it. So write down every fear you have. And once you've written it down, you will actually you need to just break it down even more. There's one more step you can do, and that's actually figuring out where the root core belief of this fear is coming from. So there's usually three main ones. It's I'm not good enough, I'm not loved, or I'm not worthy. So usually they all are attached to one of those core beliefs. And I think once you acknowledge that and you understand where it's coming from, then it's easier to take the next step, which is
take control and accountability. So yeah, get your journal out, have a moment with yourself, and or like write it on your laptop or your phone notes. Just have a big brain dump. Figure out where, as Ashton said, where everything's coming from, and then see where you can actually make some changes. Mm-hmm. So if there's things that, you know, okay, I want to be an actress. Oh, but I can't afford glasses, or I can't this, or I can't get there. Okay, take some accountability, take control. What are the changes I need to make in my life then to actually step me towards this?
Yeah.
It's instead of just making excuses and letting your fear win, it's like there's always something you can do to try and get yourself closer just by taking accountability and making your own little steps. Do I need to work harder to save more money, maybe not go out on the weekends as much to save some, like blah, blah, blah? Or
yeah, don't become a victim to your circumstances. Yeah. I think everyone can take control of certain things in their life. We can't control everything, but there are certain daily actions that we can control that can get us that step closer to where we want to be.
Yeah. Even like in your notes, plan out my plan of attack.
So the next step is eliminating pre-existing beliefs or any pre-existing belief blockages that you might have. And these are usually formed from a young age. It's usually your upbringing, maybe the people you hung around with when you were younger, any sort of you know, people in authority that you grew up around, the information that you consumed, society in general. So for example, if you're saying to your parent, I want to be an actress, and they say,
literally real convo, <Yeah. laughs> pipeline dream, so competitive, no money in it. Wah, 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 wah.
Only 1% make it. And if you do, there's not that much. Like it's, they make it as if you're never going to make it in that.
They doubt you before you even have a chance to doubt yourself. They exactly. Like breed. And this is the sad thing in kids. Like when you're young, that's why I like love watching kids. They're fearless. They're like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to run into this bush and probably cut myself and hurt myself and then go tumbling down. But like, woo, like I'm going to do it anyways. Like kids are beautiful in this way that they fear is a learnt behavior and a learnt thought pattern. Like it's not something that's inherently within us. It's something that sadly is dumped on us by other scared people.
Well, Rob Dial said that we are born with only two fears. One is fear of loud noises when you're a baby and fear of falling. So when you're like a kid and you're like have a fear of falling when you walk. So they're your only two fears that you're born with. The rest are all learnt.
And like it's so sad how it's like the thing where it says hurt people. Mm-hmm. It's like fearful people really like to scare the shit out of everyone else because
they will instill fear within others.
They want to instill fear because they're fearful. So, you know, we've all definitely been there. And it also is like, I guess, if it's your parents that have done it to you, they have this. And I know it. It's like it's your parents bond. Want the best for you as well. So they want you to take the safe route always. And sometimes chasing your dreams requires you to literally not draw outside of the lines and get messy and like take the leap of faith. That's how you get there.
I know. Sometimes as hard as with being a parent as well is that you want their approval and you want them to be proud of you. So you're scared to do something that they might not approve of or they
go against their beliefs or you know, and that's so common, like depending on, we obviously can't talk from everyone's standpoint, but you know, I know for me, I really wanted to prove myself.
Same.
And I was so scared that if I didn't work hard enough, which ended up me burning out a lot of the time, I was just so scared that I wasn't going to prove myself or make it. And that leads to so much damage as well. It was the fear of judgment, really.
Yeah.
But it also, as you said at the start, it's fear can be the best driving factor as well, because if it's fear of that, you sometimes end up working harder or stepping towards even greater outcomes and stuff. So
yeah, it's just about switching how you perceive fear.
Uh-huh. So yeah, don't go listening to – it's not – don't go listening. It's just take it as a grain of salt. All of the things that people have said to you to try and stop you from overcoming the fear, just be like, okay, I acknowledge that you're scared, but I'm not going to let your fear bleed into me and into my life and into my courageousness that I'm trying to implement in my life, Susan.
Susan,
please keep your thoughts to yourself. You don't owe those beliefs any energy. Just try and let them be and step over them and dust them to the side.
Yeah, just because you once had pre-existing beliefs doesn't mean you have to keep believing them. I think it's important to go, okay, just because I've believed this for this amount of years, does it serve me anymore? Does it serve my future self? And if it doesn't, let it go. Mm-hmm. You can unlearn beliefs and you can learn new ones.
And not everyone has to share the same beliefs.
No.
Like just because, and this is the best thing that I used to speak to some of my friends about that had really strict parents or had like firm beliefs for them. And like I never experienced that because my mom was very free and open with me and wanted me to be my own human. But I used to always say to my friends, like, you just need to be a really good debater. You need to give your points. You need to have your point structure down. And it's in a way that's like, hey, mom or dad or friend or whoever it is, I love you and I really respect your opinion.
But this is my life.
But please trust me. Like, I want you to be on this journey with me, but please trust that I know what I'm doing. And
I'd love your support.
I'd love your support. If I fail, I'm going to learn from it. And I'm just trying to overcome some fears right now. I'm trying to step towards the life I truly desire. And it's scary for me, but it makes it scarier if you don't support me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this either way. So I just love if you would come along with this journey with me. Mm-hmm. So if that's something you're experiencing in it, or if it's a friend that is trying to pull you down, you just have to be a great debater. Give your two sides, you know?
And back yourself, which back is something yourself. We always talk about. And also, you sometimes just prove it through actions. Mm-hmm. Like just, you don't even have to say much. Just go, okay, no worries. And then let your success and the good things that are coming from your fear just
happen.
Okay, so the next step is identifying your pattern response. And this is something I mentioned earlier. And there's actually four responses to fear. The first one is panic. The second one is freeze. Those are both short-term responses. And then there's runaway or bury it, which are long-term ones. I think if you can identify which is your pattern response, then you are then able to break that pattern and rewire your brain or change your perspective on fear. And I think that I've got a few tips here on when you do identify it, how you can kind of switch your mindset around fear. The first one is accepting the fear. So I've found this somewhere. I think it was in Jay Shetty's podcast. Basically you say, I see you, as you take a breath and you say, I see you and I'm here for you. And I think giving your fear love and and support, as weird as it sounds, but being like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I know you're here to help me.
Because you know what that makes me think of? It's like it's just your inner child and that little, I just, whenever fear comes up, I just think it's my young me going,
Yeah.
Think of yourself as a little girl or a little boy and you're just comforting that person being like, I see you, like it's okay. And exactly what you just said.
Yeah. I'm here for you. And then that way you just can.
Oh my God, I feel like relaxed even just.
I know.
Relax me.
The bad isn't always bad. It might feel bad, but it's there to protect you and it's there to help you make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
The second is walk towards fear. So to help take a step to walking towards fear, write on a piece of paper out of 1 to 10 what the worst case and best case scenario is. And once you've got that written down, imagine the worst case scenario happening, accept it, and then detach from it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if that's the worst thing that's going to happen,
you've already come to terms with it.
You've already digested it. It's all good.
And I can promise you, anytime you do one of these things, you think it's going to be the worst outcome. It's never, ever as bad as what you think it's going to be. Once you get over the other side, you're like, oh my God, I feel like an idiot. That was so much easier than I thought.
We have 97% of our thoughts never happen.
Yeah.
And I think 70% of our thoughts are negative.
Yeah.
Something like that. Don't quote me on those statistics. But I remember hearing something like that. And it's just crazy how that our none brains, of them come to fruition.
Well, our minds are mental with the things that we believe in and we think about ourselves and how powerful fear really is. And I think once you can acknowledge how powerful fear is and the fact that fear is fake, it is a false friend. It's not real.
There's like I said before, the two different types of fear. It is there initially to protect us against from the danger.
Lions and tigers, exactly. And bears.
But we're not cavemen anymore.
No.
We're just anxiety, fear-ridden, fight or flight, humans.
Running around like crazy monkeys half the time.
We got to take control of our thoughts and realize they're just thoughts. Mm-hmm. Detach, mm-hmm. detach, detach.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are probably like my two best tips on how to.
Your tips from your tips.
How to face the fear. As well, remember we are not our feelings. We speak as though we are our feelings. Mm-hmm. I am sad. I mm-hmm. am angry.
Mm.
No, we feel sad. We mm-hmm. feel angry. You are not sad. You are Cardia. Mm-hmm. So let's not identify with our feelings because feelings are so temporary. And if we can detach from our feelings, then it just makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. It's all like, I know this is a lot of info that we're going through. Overcoming fear is just a big fat mental game, obviously, but the closer you can come to having self-confidence, taking little steps in your day-to-day, and this is the next point that I wanted to go into was about taking baby steps anyways, to taking baby steps into overcoming fear. The thing that I would personally do is you need to be in alignment with yourself. Truthfully, you need to be fueled with a lot of self-love and confidence to step towards that fear because that's going to be your driving force. It becomes about zoning so deeply into your own energy and not being attached to or swayed by other people's beliefs, thoughts, opinions, because what fuels fear is like our insecurity and fear are like besties.
And anxiety.
They're all besties. They're all swarming together. So know that when you take baby steps, you are each time like kind of adding 10 points to like your little tally board. You're going to get stronger and stronger. It's just like training a muscle. The more you take baby steps towards fear and overcoming it, you just get stronger.
Yeah. You get more resilient.
It's like athletes working out or going to the gym to build your booty for summer, hot girl summer. It just gets stronger. The more you go and you do it, it becomes easier every time. That's why now I confidently can say I walk towards fear and I fucking love it. Yeah. Like it exhilarates me. And I know for some people they're thinking, that's just scary. What are you doing that for? I think also the most important thing I always think about is like, you know, I'm 23 right now and I'm like, okay, you're in your prime, boo. Like this is the time where you should be living it up. You should be doing all the things you really want to do, tackling your dreams. Obviously, you can do this whenever, but for me, for some reason, I'm like, okay, this is the time to really grab life by the balls and go. And what pushes me to do that is I always think about myself when I'm like 80 and I'm sitting in a house and I'm not as mobile. I'm not as full of life and energy. And, you know, I'm older and I can't, you know, do a lot of the things I could do now. And I'm thinking, am I happy with myself? Have I done all of the things that I truly, deeply desired and wanted to do?
Am I going to have regrets?
And am I going to have regrets? I don't want to be that old, cranky, hate-driven,
bitter
person, which they normally that just breeds because they didn't do the things they deeply desired. They lived a life full of regret. And I, so I used to always have that thought. And a few months ago, or at the end of last year, I started taking singing lessons, which was something that I was fucking, it makes me like blush even thinking about it now. Everyone knows this was my biggest fear, but one of my biggest dreams was just to give this like a red hot shot and learn how to like make music and write because I always loved writing poetry. And I wanted to do songwriting for artists, but then I'd be like, fuck, I want to be the one singing the songs and like I want to learn something. But I was so terrified. Like I put it off for years, really. And like I had acted my whole life. I was like, you've done so much scarier stuff than getting up and singing in front of someone. Like I don't even know how to explain how terrifying it was to me, but I remember booking in a singing lesson one day finally and my walking into this class, like Ashton, my hands were dripping in sweat. I was shaking and I remember my singing coach was like, okay, can you sing this thing? I got up to sing. No sound came out of my vocal cords. Like I just froze.
Well, that's one of the responses to fear is freezing.
I just froze. And then the minute like I spoke with him and I acknowledged my fear literally and he was like, it's just the two of us in the room. Like no one is here to judge you. Like he made me feel so safe and secure. And I can't even tell you once I got over that initial step and I left that class, I was on cloud nine. I'm like, I'm doing something that like me when I'm older will be proud of myself for achieving and at least giving a try. And like, not that I'm becoming a musician right now.
Can I just say though, she has an actual amazing voice, guys.
Yes, you do.
I remember she sent me a voice recording and she's like, okay, like the first time she was ever sending me what her voice sounds like. And I honestly didn't really know what to expect. I've heard us sing along in the car and it was like, you know, it's you've got tone. But when she sent me this recording, I was like, jaw dropped, gobsmacked. I was like, wait, Laura, is this you? It was good.
Talking about it, and okay, like I can't.
She's getting watery eyes.
I like literally hate it because I don't really like the sound of my voice. This is the thing. But I guess when we speak about taking a step towards fear, I knew one of my biggest hurdles was going to be actually singing in front of people, and I really wanted to be able to be more confident in front of my friends. So my baby step I took was actually sending like a voice message or a video of me singing to like a few of my close friends to like just vibe it out, yeah. I guess. And I was terrified. Pressing send, I literally remember pressing send and throwing my phone away. But I think also the nicest thing is when you do something that you're scared of, when you actually get a good response, you're like, holy,
yeah,
holy,
you're like,
that's
you're like
crazy.
You can take a breath again. You're like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought. Uh-huh. Or like, but your mind plays so many tricks.
I know, but I just thought of that like example because I, even though now I'm not as focused on doing music stuff, I, you know, played around with it for a few months and I love it. I made some songs. Like I got into a studio and I did that shit.
I'm going to keep making sure you keep doing it.
It's still something that's always going to be in my life. Like I love writing poetry and I love singing and I love music, but I ticked off a little thing in my head for when I'm older. Like you got into a studio, you put the headphones on, you're in front of the mic.
You made a song.
I made a few songs, boo. Like, so that to me is one of the biggest things that I think about with fear is what is old Cardi Mal going to be? Cardi Mal. Oh my God.
I haven't called myself Cardi Mal in so long.
What's old Granny Lou? What's old Granny Sue going to be doing? Well, she'd be pissed off at me if I didn't. Oh, she'd be so pissed.
With a banana bread and a grande.
Oh, I'd be sitting there on my rocking chair just fuming if I hadn't have gotten up in front of a microphone.
Lecturing her grandkids.
About it.
You kids do what you want to do. Life's too short. You'll blink your eyes and it'll just flash before you.
So yeah, I know, a little off topic, but looking at the big picture and really think about and feel it in your bones, will older you be mad that you didn't do the scary things?
Yeah. Don't live life in regret.
Don't live life in regret.
No regrets.
No regrets. I always say I don't have any regrets. Obviously, unless I act up like a terrible person to someone, I'm going to regret it in the moment. But everything's a means to an end and everything is a means to a big life learning lesson. You need to take on everything. And
guys, have a think right now. Every time you've stepped towards fear, did you ever regret it?
Mm.
I know you just said you didn't, but I'm just asking the CCs. Like, think about every time you've been too scared to end a relationship, leave that job, stick up for yourself.
Go on that date.
Go on that date.
Tell that boy how you felt.
Exactly. You're never going to regret it. It's never led you to, I'm sure, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I'm sure you're always going to look back and go, thank God I did that. I wish I did it sooner, probably.
Even being honest about something to someone that you were scared to do. I did that the other day. I was so proud of myself.
Because then you feel better. You've got that off your chest.
Like, oh my God, I'm a boss ass bitch. I just did that.
And you're living in your truest self then as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if whatever it is doesn't follow you on that path, then it's not meant for you. So it helps you get clarity and keep trotting along.
Yeah. I want to talk about the tree. I've been waiting to talk about the tree for about a week now. So I was listening to Jay Shetty's pod on fear and he spoke about this, I guess, is it an analogy?
Yeah.
About this science experiment. So 30 years ago, scientists conducted an experiment in the Arizona desert. They built a still glass closure with purified air, clean water, soil, and natural light. And it was pretty much created to be this like perfect dome living environment for flora and fauna, and like plants and, and all of that to live in. So trees kept growing to a certain height and then they just kept dropping off and they kept dying and they're thinking, what's wrong? We've built this perfect environment. They're supposed to grow and be amazing, but they just kept getting to a certain height and dropping off. And they realized that they were missing like one of the most key important elements, and that was wind. because, you know, in a natural environment, trees are all outside. They're getting whiplashed by wind. And
especially today.
Yeah, they're outside. They're getting pushed and prodded and wind is blowing on them. And they survive every single element, sun, hot sun, you know.
Every element
rain,
has a purpose.
But what I loved and my takeaway from it was that the trees respond to the pressure by growing stronger. They grow their bark and their roots, and it's their stability that then grows into the ground. Like, that is how they grow. It's from the pressure, from the wind.
I love it.
And I just think that's, they need every single element of pressure from whatever it is, and it helps them grow stronger and more rooted into the ground, more grounded and deeper. Mm-hmm. And like, and it sounds silly, but it just really stuck with me, and it made me think about my life and your life and all of the times that we've been, something scary has come up, or we've had to overcome something, and it only ever makes you stronger, only ever builds that muscle for it.
It reminds you that fear is important. It is vital. It is a vital part in life, and you only are going to get more resilient. You're only going to get stronger. You're only going to step towards the life that you are meant to live when you run towards fear.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
I love analogies.
I want to ask you a question. What's a moment in your life that it could be big or small, or what's a moment in your life that you had to really overcome fear and it terrified you? What's something that just was horrifying for you to overcome?
It's funny you asked this, because this memory popped up the other day. I decided in year 7 to go for school captain.
Cute.
I honestly don't know why. I'm so not like, I'm very like, I will happily step down and let other people lead the way, because I guess have always been that way. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider myself a leader. So why I was going for school captain, I'm not sure, but I decided to go for it. Something in me decided to. And I think the public speaking side of it was the main thing I actually wanted to overcome. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get up and say
give
a speech in front of everyone. And like, even though I knew I wasn't going to get it, I just wanted
to
give it a go.
That's really cute.
So it was pretty funny though. When I got up to speak, they had to put like a big step so that, because I was so little.
So small.
They couldn't see me over the little podium.
I could just imagine you in your school uniform. It's like swimming on you just because you're so little. It'd just be like, little Asho.
I said the cheesiest thing too. I remember being like, go Ashmore. It was like, this is what I'm doing.
You are a cheese ball.
I'm a cheese ball.
You really are the cheesiest person I know, and I love you for it. It's very cute.
Thank you. But yeah, that's probably one of the, I remember the scariest moments, being so scared to get up in front of not just my grade, but the whole school.
A lot of people are terrified of public speaking.
Yeah.
I think me being like, can't relate, because I literally did speech and drama growing up as a kid. Probably wonder why I yap so much, because it's like I think I was born and bred to be a talker.
I think so.
I really love it, but no, public speaking is still so scary. I get very sweaty and nervous before I public speak.
There's just something about it. The fear overtakes my body physically.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a lot. Your brain goes, it's like whenever I'd have to do auditions in a room with someone, you just like,
it paralyzes you.
You forget your lines so easily, because it's like,
I know,
choking up.
What it does to our body is crazy.
I know.
The response that you get.
I know. Well, that's just our natural instincts, I guess, that it's trying to protect us from, because our body doesn't know the difference between an animal running at us and something that's terrifying us.
Yeah.
It's very linked. Like that, it's just fight or flight. Fight or flight doesn't discriminate whether it's a tiger or the boy that you like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're both horrifying to me at this point.
That's why I think awareness is so important, and really being able to identify that. But I want to know what your fear moment
My
was.
Biggest one was just the singing thing.
The singing.
I mean, I've done a lot of scary, for me, things that have horrified me. Like, I mean, moving schools to the acting school was scary. I remember my audition for my acting school. Oh my God, that was horrifying. But
I've got a tight chest for you.
Yeah, God. I mean, because I've performed so much, I think I'm constantly in fear, like, and overcoming it. But my like everyday fears, actually, like, I get quite shy a lot of the time, especially not with boys, but in new situations. I feel I get really like timid. Yeah, I get so nervous.
You don't show it.
I don't show it, but I get so timid about the stupidest stuff with like dating, or like being vulnerable with like my feelings. Like, I'm not I get terrified, to be honest, about my feelings.
No, I've seen you in those moments where your walls will go up and you'll be like, oh, I'm not. Like,
it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. So I'm trying to, I guess, like, it's my current fear I'm trying to overcome is being more vulnerable in like dating situations. But I know a lot of people would, you know, like associate,
relate with,
because I think that I've slowly been overcoming it and I realized that me not expressing my feelings is me living in fear.
Yeah.
And it's me limiting myself from getting what I actually want, whether it's that person or if I want to talk to someone or go on that date or like do that thing. I don't know. Like I have to overcome fear and tell people how I really feel and think about them.
Well, you're keeping your, you're holding yourself back from where you're supposed to be going because you're preventing it. You're
like,
just preventing it.
I'm the queen of friend zoning myself.
Yeah.
We've been speaking about this lately. Like I get so fearful of either
rejection.
Like rejection or losing a connection with someone. I just friend zone myself. I put myself in a safety net and I'm just so over myself doing that.
You hurt yourself.
I end up hurting myself more. My therapist said that. She goes,
you'd rather hurt yourself than someone hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's something I'm working on right now. And it's so scary telling people how you truly feel. I'm great at it within so many other aspects of my life, but.
But it frees you.
Yeah, when it comes to, I think, because I've been hurt before, it's like overcoming that hurt and stepping over the fear to like, and people are like, how do I love again? Or how do I do something again after being hurt or rejected or blah, blah, blah? It's just getting past that fear, doing the steps. And acknowledging it. And
like I said before, write down the worst case scenario. If worst case is you're going to get hurt again, then accept that. Know that there's a chance you could get hurt again and that's okay. You've overcome it before, you'll overcome it again. And now use that as motivation.
Yeah. And I realized that even when things, in like when I was honest about feelings with people or something, and if it didn't work out the right way, it gave me the best lesson. I just learned how to be open. I had a great convos and the universe is not going to give you something you can't handle and it's only going to give you what it's sending you on a path to where you need to go. Everything now makes sense.
Yeah. It always makes sense eventually.
Yeah. So it's good. But yeah, everyone's dealing with fear. Day to day we all deal with fear and it's just navigating it, acknowledging it, learning from it, stepping towards it more and more. Like us getting on this potty today.
I was about to say, like at the start of this potty, I just couldn't get it together. My fear overtook me. I felt like I was standing in front of 100 people and I just couldn't speak. I couldn't get my words out. And I started to get anxiety and have a bit of an anxiety attack.
We had a bit of
We
had a bit of a moment at the start of this pod, but
I'm like, what am I talking about right now? Fear, overcoming fear.
Fear,
like,
but
I just
then the
do
fear
it.
Came up. Yeah. And it's like, it can come up whenever. It's just moving through it. It's like not, it's just anxiety and fear are so linked. It's not just like getting triggered into that anxiety. Yeah. I can't do this. It's like, nope, we've persevered. Look, we're at the end of the, we're practically at the end of the
end now.
I know it's been a tricky one, but yeah, I think for anyone that's sitting there and you've been dreaming of that thing that you know what it just came to your head.
Know what it is.
It's probably making you smile right now because you're thinking about it.
Getting the fire in your belly.
Remember I used to say to you like, oh, just, can you just imagine me on the stage singing? Like, and I get so excited thinking about it. Like, you know what it is that you deeply desire to do. So I hope that us just talking about this will help you step towards it. And we'd love to hear your stories about what it is that you're deeply wanting to do. And if you had your own little fuck it moment or whatever, like we hope that we made some sense with all of that ramble, but,
And on a lighter note, I want to know what your quick burst opinion is.
Well, oh God.
Do you know what yours is?
I thought I had one.
I can say
yeah,
my
you
first.
Asked, yeah, you asked me your
it only
quick
came
burst
before.
Opinion. For me.
What are your thoughts on waterbeds?
Oh, what the hell? That's so random. You
I
think
know.
It's the raining outside.
It was the rain and something came to me.
Okay, when I was younger, this is so weird you asked me that, I had such an affinity with them.
They were like this like crazy, like, oh my God, you're so rare for having one.
Like they were rare. They were like a rare white orca whale. Like they were so strange.
You never see them now.
You never see, they're so like 90s vibes. I don't know. Like they're so old school, but like when I was younger, I always wanted one. Like I was like, I just think it would be the coolest thing ever. And I've still never laid on one. I've still never ever slept on one, laid on one.
I don't think I've slept on one either.
Like
weird flex. And how do you have sex on that?
It'd be like,
he'd literally be having sex with me. Like, I'm sorry. That's just. That's,
what if it popped as well? Would it got the water go everywhere?
Like, I'm sure there's been some funny like stories of people over time that have like had waterbed sexy times, and like they've both, it's exploded. They fell into the water. I'm like, do they keep going? Like, do they, I don't know. Like, but interesting. Yeah. Like, I don't want one. No, yeah. Thanks. Nothing beats my comfy, squishy bed.
Oh, mine's better.
Nothing's as good as the Darling Hotel beds. Oh. I'm sorry, they take the cake. They're actually JJ's beds.
Oh, they are. Mm. Oh, they are. Yeah.
Our friend has a bed company. And he said he'd give me one of these really comfy beds when I move out. And I'm so excited about it.
I've never slept in the Darling, so I'm looking forward to it.
So comfy. My quick burst opinion for you is boring.
It's okay.
What's your I feel like a loser even asking it.
What?
What's your thoughts on sour lollies?
Oh, that's fine.
It's a bit vanilla.
I love them.
Oh, I hate them.
Oh, of course. Of course. No, I love them. I love the sour worms from the Natural Confectionery Co.
Okay, sour worms I'll do.
Or trolley worms.
Because I was like, you know, it sparked my thoughts when we got the party mix out. I'm such a like a sweet lolly girl.
Mm.
Full sour. Like when we go to the Echo and people get sour show bags, I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? Or those big gobstopper sour things?
No, I don't like them, but I do like sour worms.
Is that all? Like, would you go the extreme? Like, would you do those?
No.
Those warheads?
No. I can't.
So if I was like, here, let's get some lollies from the shop and I come back with warheads. No. Are you going to be pissed at me?
Yeah. I'm going to
be fuming.
I only like the sour worms.
I'd be so mad.
Maybe the little sour bears just, but yeah. They get a bit like, I don't like the texture of them as much.
It's like when you eat too much Vegemite, the top of your mouth is cut up.
Yeah.
I'm on the verge of bleeding.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be fun. It's not fun.
Agreed.
It's like when people buy, here's another controversial thing I just want to touch on. Salt and vinegar chips. No thanks.
They're my favorite flavor.
No sour lollies, no salt and vinegar chips in my mouth, please.
Salt and vinegar and honey soy chicken.
Okay, like honey soy is a different story. That's sweet and yum. Like I don't want my mouth getting cut up.
Well, get the ones that are not like rigid. Just get like the thin.
No, the thins are the worst.
Oh.
I can eat the crinkle cut,
oh.
Not the thins. They're tangy, spicy little senoritas.
I love it.
I'm just sorry, guys. I'm really passionate about this.
But what you like chili.
It's not spicy.
Yeah,
it's
it doesn't
sour.
Sting. It
it's
doesn't sting.
It's tanging me. I also trained myself to like spicy.
Yeah, true.
I used to hate. I couldn't even eat sweet chili chips.
Oh, my God.
Because they were so spicy to me. My vanilla mouth.
Don't know who that girl is.
I know. I actually train myself to like it by just putting chili flakes on everything and being like in discomfort for a lot of meals.
She literally puts it on everything.
And now it's like I'm addicted. Do you like spicy?
I love spicy.
Like how spicy are we talking?
Like whenever I get Mexican, I'll get spicy. I'm like, what is it? Not
extra
I don't get,
hot?
I'll get hot. I won't get mild. I'll get hot.
See how weird? I get mild even though I like spicy.
Yeah, mild just isn't
or
enough
medium.
For me.
I do a medium. I'm
medium
scared.
Or hot.
My fear comes up.
Yeah.
I'm like, my meal's going to be ruined.
It depends. So if I'm going on a night out, I'd probably go mild. I don't want the belly plane up.
All right. I think on that note.
We'll wrap it up.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode.
Don't forget to share it, rate us, leave a review. And once again, thank you guys so much for all the love. We see it. We love you guys and we're just so grateful and still in shock about all of this whole thing that we're doing.
As I said, yeah, I hope you guys feel inspired and took something from this week's
episode
and we believe in you. Go chase down those dreams. Run towards the chaos.
Fearlessly.
I was trying to be like inspiring right now. You know what we're getting
Be fearless.
We'll see you guys next time.
Love you.
Bye.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.